Black magic removal near me. At some point in our lives, we all might feel that everything is blocked. If you've turned to spiritual advisors in the past in search of a solution to no avail, you may have already considered giving up on this path altogether. If you always wondered, where can I find a real and dependable expert in black magic removal near me, Samuel Zohar Yanai, a leading Kabbalah expert, is your address. How can I find a professional expert in black magic removal near me? If you sought spiritual advice in the past and were told that the evil eye or black magic had been cast upon you, it is highly likely that your professional claimed to be able to remove the negative influence. There are several reasons why this didn't work. 1. Removing black magic requires deep Kabbalistic knowledge which is not always in the advisor's possession. 2. One-time processes provide partial results at best. 3. When it comes to female advisors, there is always the fear that her Kabbalah studies were not done in an orderly Beit Midrash and that there is insufficient adherence to the rules of purity. If you asked yourself, how come I don't manage to find a professional of black magic removal near me? It is crucial to remember. Removing witchcraft requires a person of integrity and deep knowledge in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Samuel Zohar Yanai is committed to use his abilities only to remove black magic and curses, and there will be no possibility to cast harmful spells on another person. Black magic removal is a unique process with absolute discretion and a high degree of personalization to your circumstances. We will stop the mask of negativity once and for all. The process requires deep communion with the spiritual world in total seclusion, therefore, there is no need to be present. A continuous black magic removal process. I repeat the removal process every 30 days until it is clear beyond any doubt that the attacks are not recurring. Removal of all negative effects along with the removal of the spell, we will also address curses, the evil eye, calumny, and ill wishes. After I ensure a complete removal, I will perform energetic defenses to prevent repeated attacks. Strengthening your life circles to restore the body and mind to their strength, I provide advice on the use of vitamins and herbs and counseling and training services to restore relationships, self-image, and business stability. Thus, we guarantee that the damage caused by the spell will be compensated in all aspects of life. Opening the positive flow after finishing the removal process and performing the protections, we will reopen the channels of positive energy. I have found a black magic removal near me, how soon should I act? The best time to treat energetic blockages and harmful spells is always now. The sooner we deal with the situation, the more likely the solution will be effective. Persistence will ensure positive results. This is your chance to break the cycle of negativity forever. To schedule a consultation, contact us on WhatsApp, by phone, or on the website now. What is demonic incantation? Demonic incantation is a negative action performed by sorcerers to control negative energies, harnessing the power and names of demons for personal benefit. This act is absolutely forbidden according to Kabbalah and entails enormous risks for the caster's safety. Even today, in the modern era, many spiritual advisors and healers perform dangerous actions prohibited according to Kabbalah. These services must be avoided to prevent aggravation and suffer financial and energetic damages that will require complex black magic removal. What is a witch hunt? Witch hunting is a general term that describes a worldwide phenomenon spreading over hundreds of years, in which women suspected of witchcraft were caught, imprisoned, and even executed. In the Middle Eastern cultures, there were probably women who were endowed with magical powers, but not as widespread as male sorcerers. There are quite scarce testimonies about women who practiced witchcraft, among pagan religions like Canaanites, Phoenicians, etc. This activity often involved prostitution as part of the ritual. Since this was a negligible phenomenon and for the most part considered normative in temples, there is also no substantial evidence of witch hunting in these cultures. Witch hunting in Greek mythology. Witch hunting is evident in Greek mythology. Two prominent Greek goddesses practiced witchcraft. One was Hecate, a powerful goddess with three heads, one of them a frog's head. Hecate was responsible for marriage breakdowns, delays, and various mishaps in human life. Her descendants are the Impausas, who are considered as the vampire's ancestors. It is said she is Medea's grandmother, inhabiting Hades' underworld. The other is Circe, who was a better-known witch. According to some versions, she was Hecate's daughter. Circe had the immense power to turn humans into animals, sink ships, and kill. All this through spells, various concoctions, casting curses and a variety of magical actions. Eventually, Odysseus defeated her. Other well-known witches in mythology include Adrasteia, the Gorgons, and the Amazons. There are numerous depictions of dangerous and daring witch hunts in Greek mythology. Humans, some of whom were demigods, go on actual battles against witches to hunt them down equipped with their body's strength, the blessing of the gods and partnership with brave warriors who stand by their side. Witch hunting in Judaism. In the Jewish tradition, from its beginning, due to the fact that it is a monotheistic religion that forbids idolatry, there is an explicit command to kill witches. Even King Shaul, who sought assistance from the Witch of Endor, killed many witches during his rule. Likewise, centuries later, Shimon ben Shattach, the Sanhedrin's president, traps 80 witches in a cave and with his pupils' help, kills them all. In the Talmud it is said that the Sanhedrin sentenced Yohani bat Rettabi to death, who was a particularly harmful witch, who engaged in delaying and preventing births, at her own will or for a fee. On the other hand, it is known according to historical sources that the Samaritan religion and the Samaritans in general, who made up the majority of the population in the land of Israel in the 5th-7th centuries, had zero tolerance towards witchcraft and used to kill witches and sorcerers almost indiscriminately. As Judaism spread across worldwide communities, the use of witchcraft and curses expanded. The phenomenon is widespread in the communities of Turkey, Greece, and the Balkans. Jewish women who were considered witches were neither persecuted nor put on the stake. They were mostly young widows, either too pretty or unusually ugly, whose husbands died mysteriously. Sometimes these women socialized with Gentiles, even though they were not prostitutes. Even though they were considered witches, the communities did not persecute or harm them, but they were ostracized. In the North African and Middle Eastern communities, however, Jewish people did use witches, almost openly. Witchcraft was used for harmful purposes, but also for protection, creating amulets and removing curses and the evil eye, along with personal and family blessings. In these communities, witches were respected, but also feared. Witch hunting in Islam. As in Eastern Judaism, the witch hunting phenomenon is almost non-existent in Islamic cultures, and in some communities, witches were even revered. Muslim witches were considered extremely powerful. The reason for this lies primarily in the Bedouin influence, the pagan origin of coffee and stones reading, and also due to the great conquests. Therefore, the phenomenon intensified during the Ottoman Empire, partly due to the encounter with the gypsies, which influenced ever more the world of Muslim witchcraft. Witch hunting in Christianity. In the Christian world, though, the witch hunt is considered a common and accepted phenomenon. It began in the days of the Inquisition, which issued a series of instructions on this matter all over Europe from Spain to Germany, starting in the 14th century. During this period and all over Europe, many witch hunts have commenced. In some cases, there were indeed women who practiced black magic. However, most of them were unhappy, lonely, or distraught young women who were used as scapegoats. Sometimes, witch hunts were also conducted against mystic healers or women who isolated themselves or lived in remote groups and brewed natural remedies and power potions for a fee. Some of them even held curse rituals and cast harmful spells for money. In the context of this phenomenon, two major historical events are worth mentioning. The Witch's Hammer, Malleus Maleficarum, publication. In the 15th century, Inquisitor Heinrich Kramer published a book describing in detail how to locate witches and sorcerers, or cast curses and spells. Kramer claims in the book that most of those who practice this are Christian witches who have sinned or non-Christian witches. Bamberg Witch Trials, a series of witch hunts and witch trials that took place in Bamberg district in Germany starting in 1626 for nearly a decade and in which about 1,000 witches were put to the stake. Do you need assistance in removing black magic? Samuel Zohar Yanai applies a variety of Kabbalistic techniques to remove negative energetic effects thoroughly and individually. For more details and to schedule a call, contact us now on the website, by phone or WhatsApp.